Hello, and welcome to the devotional podcast with Every Nation NYC. My name is Nathan. The next 10 minutes or so are all about you connecting with God. So no matter where you are, let's take some time out to turn our hearts towards God, hear His voice, and connect with our Father. Let's go to God in prayer. Father, thank you that you're here, that you're with us no matter where we go. Holy Spirit, you live inside of us, and we welcome you. You're welcome into our day. You're welcome into our heart. You're welcome into our lives. We quiet our hearts and our minds today. We turn our thoughts towards you, and we dedicate this time to you. God, would you please move? Would you please meet us here? Thank you that you're good. Thank you, God, that you bring good things to us. And God, thank you that nothing that we desire could ever be more than you. God, we love you, and I pray that you'd meet us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him. Let's take a look at verse 4 one more time. Even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world. Before we had done anything, before our parents had done anything, before time existed, before existence existed, God looked down through the annals of history future, of all he was about to do and everything that he was about to create, and he saw you. He saw you, and he chose you. If you know God, if you've called upon his name, this is because he first chose you. He chose you because of his love for you. He chose you at great cost. He chose you not for what you could do, not for what you could achieve, or what you could give back. You see, he's not looking for a return on investment. He's not looking for you to make good on what it cost him. There's nothing we could give back to him anyways. He chose you because he loves you. He chose you because of what he could give to you. He chose you so he could give you his very best, nothing less than himself. There is nothing more beautiful, nothing more exhilarating, more awe-inspiring than God himself. He is the reason we are made. He is the reason that we are chosen. He is the reason that gravity exists and that you woke up today. The reason we pray, read, listen to podcasts like this to get his very best. Nothing less than the unfiltered, raw God himself. The very good news is that God himself is entirely available to you right where you are. Getting to know him is the right response to this extraordinary act of love, to this incredible fact that we've been chosen. The author goes on to write that he chose us so that we could be holy and blameless before him. Again, that's something that only he could do. Only he could make us holy. Only he could make us blameless. Part of the choosing was making you that way. But again, we have the chance and opportunity to respond. We give ourselves in the way that he gave himself. It's the only right response. It's not to repay him. It's not to impress him. These things are really impossible anyways. It is, however, to honor him, to thank him, and to fully partake in the extraordinary gift that he gave in the first place. It's so we can know him. Before the foundation of the earth, he chose you. He chose you to be holy. He chose you to be blameless. He chose you to wake up and to overcome. He chose you to be above and not beneath. He chose you to be more than a conqueror. He chose you to be all that he created you to be, filled with the power of the Holy Spirit, anointed with God working in you and through you. He chose you to do good works. He chose you. If God is for us, who can be against us? God, today we want to lay hold of everything that you've laid hold of us for. God, everything that you've purchased by your blood, every freedom, every victory, no shame, no chains, no fear holding us back from the things that you have for us. God, today we choose to lay aside every temptation. We choose to lay aside everything that would hold us back. We choose to lay aside everything that would distract us from knowing you. God, we declare from the depths of our being that you are the great and glorious God, that there is nothing that we desire beside you. And God, I pray that today you would meet with us, that today you would lead us and guide us, that today we would respond in victory, that we would respond in obedience, that we'd respond by throwing off every distraction and moving everything but you aside. God, thank you that you've chosen us to work jobs and to serve our families and to serve the place that we've been placed. But God, you chose us to do it with you. And you chose us to do it in such a way that brings your kingdom in us and through us. God, I pray that today we would respond to your grace. We would respond to your calling. We would respond to your choosing. In Jesus' name, amen. Over the next few minutes, I encourage you, take some time out. Continue this prayer with God. He's with you today. You might ask him these questions. Father, how should I respond to your extraordinary gift? Is there anywhere in my life that does not line up with the fact that I'm chosen? Are there insecurities? Am I striving? Are there places that I feel inadequate? Father, would you reveal these to me? I want to heal. I want to grow. Thank you. Thank you for taking some time out of your day to connect with God. My hope is that you've been able to hear directly from Him and get to know Him a little better. You've been listening to the Devotional Podcast with Every Nation NYC. For more resources and podcasts, please find us at everynationnyc.org/media.